everyone. Welcome back to Relax with Animal Facts. I am Steph Wolf, and today I am going to be learning with you about our furry, scaly, or possibly even slimy friends. And in today's case, it is going to be a spiky friend of ours, because we are covering the oh-so-wonderful sunflower sea star. Wow, say that three times fast. This, of course, is a very special listener episode dedicated to Phoebe and Lindsay. I hope you guys enjoy your episode. If you like Relax with Animal Facts, I encourage you to join us on the Patreon. Every week, you get an exclusive new Relax with Animal Facts episode, and each week we learn about something new. This week we learned about the dog in the Roman Empire, and you would be surprised just how much ancient Romans resembled us with our pets. You can also vote on the next official Relax with Animal Facts episode every month, and it's totally commitment-free. Go to patreon.com/relaxwithanimalfacts, or in the description, you can just click the Patreon link. A huge shout out to George Vlad for the ambiances in this episode. His work is linked, and you should check him out. And now, let us begin to wind down a little bit. If you are a new listener, I welcome you with open arms to our animal podcast family. And if you are returning, you know exactly what I am going to be asking of you. I have three primary exhortations. The first is that you put on a pair of flippers and some scuba gear. We are definitely going to be needing that for where we are going today. And my second exhortation, which is arguably the most important, is that you realize perhaps where you are carrying some tension. This is going to be different for everybody, and maybe you don't even know where you carry tension. I encourage you to start in your mind scanning from the bottom of your feet all the way up to the top of the head, just relaxing as you go. When we are in the water, we want to be loosey-goosey and not stiff as a board, kind of like Jell-O, which is what we on this show become. You can bring up in your mind whatever flavor or color of Jell-O that you'd like, and do your best impression of it. And my last exhortation to you is that you give your mind permission to wander and journey with me into the coastal waters of the Northeast Pacific Ocean, where the sunflower sea star resides. It is an absolutely wonderful and serene experience to be floating down here in the ocean. And what is special about our adventures together is that me, you, and every other listener from around the world are here together. It is just all of us and the sea star. And we are scuba diving below depths of 435 meters. This is its own world. A peaceful, slow-moving, colorful one at that. We are on the coastal waters of Mexico, but we could be on the coast of the Aleutian Islands, Alaska, and even northern Baja California. We have to dive quite a bit down because the sunflower sea star is found at depths of at least 435 meters. We can find them in rocky kelp forests, in sand and mud flats. Today, we are weaving through those rocky kelp forests, and we are maneuvering through this sea of green with our flippers and wetsuits. Now, just for the sake of not being tripped up all the time, I will probably refer to this creature as just Sunflower Star instead of Sunflower Sea Star. It is like a tongue twister, and because it takes me about 5 seconds just to get through their name, I'm just letting you guys know I will be shortening their name. We will be learning about starfish in general, or sea stars in general, as we will have to, But what distinguishes this awesome sunflower star from other sea stars is their 24 arms. They have soft skin that can sport a brown, a purple, a yellow, or orange, making them certainly one of the most beautiful. But do not let appearances fool you. This sunflower star is an amazing predator. Contained within those 24 arms that they have are 15,000 little tube feet. They use all these tiny appendages to swing around on the seafloor and can move at speeds of over 1 meter per minute. That's about 40 inches per minute. Now, this might not sound very fast, and maybe for humans that is the case, but just looking at the externals of this creature, you wouldn't think they would move half a meter, much less 1 meter per minute. They don't have the ability to just stand up like we do, given they are invertebrates, meaning they do not have a backbone or spinal column. But these sunflower stars are the nightmare of snails and abalones, both pretty slow-moving creatures. Once some of those 15,000 tube feet get a hold of these creatures, it is very challenging to get away. The snails, for example, will attempt to free themselves by violently twisting their shells. They will do anything to try to dislodge some of those tubes from sticking onto their shells. Shells, which, mind you, provide a perfect gripping surface for the star. Each creature that is unfortunate enough to cross paths with the sunflower star has its own way of protecting itself, sometimes with success and others with failure. But the sunflower star doesn't start off so tubular. Instead of beginning life with 24 arms, they actually start life with 5. They will add unto themselves another 19 arms up to maturity, like they are some sort of Pokemon. One other thing that distinguishes this particular starfish is that instead of the regular one-piece semi-rigid skeleton that most sea stars have, they have skeletons with a few disconnected pieces. This allows them to open their mouth very wide and for their body to enlarge and hence take in big prey. So these particular starfish are designed to hunt. It may seem near impossible, but a sunflower star can swallow an entire sea urchin. After a quick digestion process, they can expel out that urchin's shell, leaving only a husk of what was. This is yet another creature that I am thankful is relegated to the size that it is. If this thing was the size of a grizzly, or an orca, I would never go in the ocean again. The scientific name of the starfish in general is Asteroidea. This goes back to a Greek word for star, aster, and so their scientific name literally means starry. But the scientific name of the sunflower sea star is Pycnopodia helianthoides. The first part of their name, Pycnopodia, is made up of two Greek words, pycnos and podia. The first means dense or thick, while the latter means tube feet. And so the first part of their scientific name means thick tube feet. The latter part, helianthoides, is a Greek word that describes something that is like a sunflower. So the whole scientific name would suggest to us a creature that looks like a sunflower, but bearing dense and thick tube feet. And that is precisely what this creature is. But we just learned that the scientific name for all starfish or sea stars is Asteroidea. So where is that in this creature's name? Well, this species was originally named Asterias helianthoides, which would mean something like starry sunflower. Given the great amount of variation within these stars, over time some have gotten completely new names, and this includes the sunflower sea star. This creature, like every other animal we have learned about, is important for maintaining their ecosystem. Oftentimes, environments are like a Jenga tower. And sometimes, when one block is removed, the whole tower will change. And the Sunflower Star is the block in the Jenga Tower that really regulates the sea urchin blocks. So the Sunflower Star helps keep the density of these awesome kelp forests healthy by regulating the population of sea urchins. And in their hunting for these sea urchins, their little tube feet are not only for grabbing, but they can also perceive light, chemical, and even mechanical changes in their environment, using the outer ends of their arms that function as sensors. Their arms are like light, chemical, and mechanical detectors. There are over 2,000 species of sea stars living in our oceans. There are some sea stars with 10, 20, even 40 arms. But one thing that they seem to all have in common is that they have bony, calcified skin that protects them from most predators, while the Sunflower Star takes upon themselves the role of predator. They also take the gold medal for the largest sea star in the world. These creatures also have one of the most amazing mechanisms of nature, which is regeneration. They can regenerate quite literally their entire body. They can regenerate their arms, this much is true, but if the arm that has been detached has a portion of the central disc still attached, this arm can form an entirely new sea star. Isn't that remarkable? The reason we have been using the term sea star more often than starfish is because they are not really fish. It can be a bit confusing, but they are not related to fish at all. The Sunflower Sea Star is a marine invertebrate, as we learned, which would put them into a similar category as sea cucumbers, sea urchins, and the sand dollar. Oh boy, the dad jokes that flow in when I think about the sand dollar. But we must continue. The really interesting thing about sea stars is that they don't actually have a brain. They also don't even have blood. They use seawater that has been filtered to pump nutrients throughout their nervous system instead. The way life operates absolutely blows my mind. So this 13.4-pound or 5-kilogram creature doesn't even have a centralized brain. They do have a complex nervous system with a nerve ring and a radial nerve that runs through their arms, but the thought that this huge creature is just running off of a nervous system is awesome. Not only that, but this species can live from between 20.5 to 65 years of age. It is also worth mentioning that while this creature can live for a very, very long time, its average lifespan is between 3 to 5 years in the wild. That figure that tells us they can live for decades is true. It's just that in the wild there are tons of variables. There may be more or less predation, heat changes, etc. As is almost always the case, those that are in captivity live much longer than those in the wild. There are some sea stars out there that are nearly 3 times as old as I am. There is probably a Sunflower Star out there that was born on your birthday. It's been with you from the start. That's a real one, I think is what people say. While this creature doesn't have a brain, they do have eye spots at the end of their rays that help them detect light. Rays are just another word that describes their arms. So their eyes, while they are not traditional ones, are on the end of their arms. They can't look around their environment in the same way that we do in terms of detail and nuance, but they can detect different shades of light that helps them to navigate the seafloor. So unfortunately, there is nothing new for us to learn in the name portion of the episode. We already learned everything there is to know about their name, and so let's move on to the dad joke. So tuck your polo shirts into your cargo pants and strap on those Birkenstocks. Check this out. What did the starfish say when he saw the ocean? Wow, that's a lot of water. That's almost not even a joke. I feel like I have to tell another one. I will honestly say that this joke seems to be the best one that I found, and there are close to 100 jokes that I've went through. But because chills shot down my spine when I uttered that joke, let's say another one. Check this out. Why was the starfish not invited to the party? It was a little too clingy. I guess that one is okay. And now that both of our days have been ruined, let's go to the review portion of the show. And this episode is very special, because in addition to reading the reviews on Apple Podcasts, we are also going to be going through your responses on Spotify. Every episode, I put up a prompt that you guys can respond to, and so many of you respond that I wanted to start reading them on the show. So let's actually start with the Spotify responses first. I asked you guys, what would you rate the show out of 6, of course? Melanie was quite early in her response, saying, "This show is my saving grace after a double shift of work and classes. The vibes are immaculate. I'll give it a 2pi minus bracket 0.56 divided by 2.00 out of 6 stars. Okay, I know I asked for decimal points, but you guys are having me solve equations to find out what you think about the show, so let me just do this. 2pi is 6.283, and 0.56 divided by 2 is 0.28. Now, if we solve for what is within the brackets first, let's remember bed mass, which is a little acronym that helps us to solve these kinds of problems. So we start with what is within the brackets, then we do the exponents, then we do division, multiplication, addition, and subtraction. So if we go to the third decimal place, we'll actually find out that Melanie gave this show a 6.03 out of 6. Melanie, you are officially banned from ever answering Spotify again. You have forced me to do math equations that I haven't done in years. I'm just kidding, but you're opening the door to people giving me quadratic equations just to figure out what you rate the show. People who are not familiar with the podcast, seeing those things must be very confused. Upper Fast Jellyfish says 6 out of 6. I'm so happy that I got an episode on the Bearded Vulture. It has been a dream since some time ago. Thank you very much, Magical Man. Greetings, Marta from Sweden. Greetings to you too from Canada. I'm glad you got the Bearded Vulture episode. And if there is anything magical here, it is the animals that we learn about. But I thank you very much. Liam writes, "Gonna be honest, a 5.6 out of 6. This podcast is legit, and that is not just the creator of this podcast, Steph, bribing me so I give the podcast a good rating. It's actually a fire podcast. Liam, you still haven't taken my e-transfer. The security question is animal." And now let's move over to Apple Podcasts, where Stacy5114 writes all the way from the United States of America. And Stacy writes, "I love this show to relax to and learn something great about animals. Thanks." A short and sweet review from Stacy, and I am so happy that you love the show. I am, in turn, very grateful for your listenership. So I encourage all of you to respond to the Spotify Q&A. I will be reading 3 responses every week. And if you haven't left a review already on Apple Podcasts, I encourage you to do so. It helps the show in so many ways. If you would like to request an animal for the show and get your very own episode, you can do so by going to relaxwithanimalfacts.com and clicking on the Submit and Animal Request tabs. To reach out to me, Steph Wolf, for any other reason, you can do so by sending an email to relaxwithanimalfacts@gmail.com or by going to the Instagram relaxwithanimalfacts and sending a message there. For more Relax with Animal Facts, totally commitment-free, you can do a free trial for the $1 a month tier, and listen to your heart's content, and if you'd like to stay on, you can, and if not, that's okay too. Go to patreon.com/relaxwithanimalfacts or just click the Patreon link in the description. A huge shout out to George Vlad for the ambiances in this episode. His work is linked and you should check him out. The facts used in this episode came from MontereyBayAquarium.org, SeaDocSociety.org, Fisheries.NOAA.gov, NationalAquarium.co.uk, VisitSeaLife.com, and NationalGeographic.com. What an amazing animal we have learned about today. The sunflower sea star, the biggest one of them all. An animal, again, that if it were bigger, I probably would never step foot in the ocean again. But regardless, it is truly one of the most unique creatures, even among its own. And I am so grateful that you took the time to join me on this adventure today. I look forward to our next one together about the next animal. Take care.